2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 22. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. Colossians 3:10-11. And have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge according to the image of him who created him, where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. In Colossians 3:11, the word where, referring to the new man in verse 10, means in the new man. There is no natural person in the new man. Furthermore, there is no possibility, no room, for any natural person. No matter what kind of person we may be, as far as the new man is concerned, we must regard ourselves as nobodies. In the new man there is room only for Christ, not for any kind of natural person. In the new man Christ is all and in all. In the new man there is room only for Christ. He is all the members of the new man and in all the members. He is everything in the new man. Actually, he is the new man, his body. In the new man Christ is the centrality and universality. The word all in Colossians 3:11 refers to all the members who make up the new man. Christ is all these members, and he is in all the members. For this reason, in the church there is no room for us. There is no room for any nationality. As those who are part of the new man, we should not regard ourselves as Chinese, Americans, Germans, or any other nationality. Since Christ is all and in all in the new man and you are part of the new man, then you are part of Christ. Each member, each part, of the new man is Christ. Today's reading. You have to consider one mouth in Romans 15:6 and speak the same thing in 1 Corinthians 1:10 together with one new man in Ephesians 2:15. Otherwise, you will never understand the first two verses. You may wonder how the entire church can have only one mouth and how millions of members can speak the same thing. Humanly speaking, this is absolutely impossible. However, we must see that in Romans 15, Paul is speaking of a local church. In a local church there must be only one mouth. This is because there is only one person. In the past you had too many mouths because you had too many persons. When there are many persons, there are many ideas. When there are many ideas, there are many opinions. But we thank the Lord that now there is one mouth and one person here. There are no policemen here, each of us is absolutely free, but on the other hand, you have absolutely no freedom because within you there is another person. You may be about to speak, but something pinches you from within, telling you not to say anything. All you can say is, "Thank the Lord." When you want to speak again, the Lord pinches you again, so you simply say Amen. He is in all of us as one person. The person in you is the person who is in me. We all have only one person, Christ. You live a life in the new man by Christ as the person and he is the one who makes all the decisions in you. This is not related to our move or work. It is related only to our living. This is the aspect of the new man. The other aspect is the body. As the body, we move. Christ is our head, so we move, and our moving is not based on our own strength or our own life but upon Christ as our life and strength. Furthermore, our move is not as individuals. These two matters show that we cannot be individualistic. We must see that we are a corporate body, and we are a corporate new man. Our living is corporate, and our moving is corporate. In our moving we take Christ as our life, and in our living we take Christ as our person. In the body Christ is our life, and in the new man Christ is our person. In the body we are members one of another, and in the new man we all have one mouth to speak the same thing. This is the church. This is the end of today's morning revival.